Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You don't need to turn on your cameras. I'm just turning on mine just to say hi.
Aloha.
But I'm going to turn it off here in a moment. So I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Rev Laura here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. And hi. And yeah, I get the honor of doing February's meditation, which I'm excited because it's all about Valentine's Day in February. All right, I'm gonna turn off cameras. So yeah, let's get started. Nice to see you all here. And then we have some people that are also going to be listening to this on a recording. So some of you I recognize names here. Some of you are new. And if you haven't been to one of our meditations before, we do these monthly, and we teach you a couple of tools, and we use our clairvoyance, since we are a clairvoyant center. And so we're going to be using some of our tools. We're going to go into a light meditation and just have some fun and play with energy. All right. So, taking this moment to close your eyes and just allow yourself to be aware of your body. You know, this beautiful temple that we get to play in. And just take some nice, long, deep inhales, some nice, long, deep exhales. And just let you yourself be aware of your breathing. And like it's a giving to your body, your awareness is giving to your body just by saying, "Here, body, I'm just gonna take some long, deep inhales, long, deep exhales." Noticing maybe your feet on the floor, or I like to affectionately call your butt bones in the chair, the couch, wherever you're at. But starting to just be aware of your body. Maybe give it a hug, a squeeze, a pat. Just loving up our bodies, appreciating our bodies. So this is some of I wrote bringing heart and soul into our lives. So your awareness of yourself is like a spirit. Being aware from spirit. Your soul is being aware of your body. You're having this really beautiful relationship, spirit and body, soul, spirit, body. Soul and spirit, I'm kind of using it interchangeably. And so by us bringing our awareness of our bodies, it's our spirit, soul, saying, "Hello, body. I'm going to take this time to appreciate you." So many times, these voices in our heads. They might do judgments or criticisms or blah, 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 blah. And so we're going to rise above that and come from a spirit soul level and go, "Body, I'm here for you." You could send your body a Valentine's, maybe some hearts. Yeah, just having some fun, but having this soulful, spiritual awareness of your body. And this is what we're going to do is we're going to play from our spirit soul level. So one of the things that we teach here that really allows for our bodies to feel a sense of connection, groundedness, we're going to envision. And this is one of the ways our spirit really envisions, creates, a way for energy to release, to clear, to ground. When we come into our mind's eye, into the center of our heads, our awareness is there. As a spirit, we get to move mountains of energy. We get to create what we want. This is a really beautiful creative place in the center of your head. So just imagine that you can right now sit in the center of your head and you can start imagining what is something that you might like to ground with. So sometimes people use things like trees. You know, trees really ground. They send roots right down into the earth. So we have root chakras. That's the bottom chakra right there at the base of your spine. And we can envision and send that image to our root chakra. This is great communication between our chakras here. And we can send that image to our first chakra and say, okay, grow this image. Could be a beam of light, could be a, like I said earlier, a tree trunk, beam of light, a waterfall of light. You want to use some color, some vibration of color in an image. Beam of light, tree, waterfall, a lei of flowers. An animal tail. You can have fun. Try some different ones. So, main thing that we like to promote here in the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii is playfulness. When you come into your playfulness, I always like to say spirit is inherently playful. When you come into that playfulness, wow, you can start to move energy. You can start to see, imagine. So, just playing with, having fun with your ground, with an image that comes. You can, if you want to make it real for your body, you can wiggle it on as you imagine, see clearly, clairvoyance, seeing energy, that grounding cord to the center of the earth. Nice. This is spirit loving up your body, giving to your body, saying, here, body. And then you can actually flip it on release and just go, this. So you feel connected, a relationship with the earth, right? About relationships. And you can release whatever you want to release. Our bodies sometimes hold on to so much different energy. And so your spirit is giving your body a way to release some of that energy down your grounding cord. Maybe you're aware of something you took on today. And again, just every once in a while, have you put your attention on your breathing, take some deep breaths. Breathing really helps your body too on that physical level to release. Letting go. So you're grounding into the earth. You're having this beautiful relationship with the earth. Yeah. Grounding, releasing, breathing. Having fun imagining from the center of your head, seeing that grounding cord. So we're grounding, releasing, letting go of the day. Nice. So, next, what we're going to do is we're going to create a golden sun before we start getting into the meat of this meditation today. Just saying hello to creating a beautiful golden light, like a golden sun above your head. This is above your crown chakra. And you can imagine this, right? Remember, your imagination causes energy to flow, to move, to create. You're creating a beautiful, bright golden sun by seeing it. It really bright and beautiful, real validating. Again, maybe put some Valentines because this is our theme today. Some, I love you, body. You're amazing. I want to bring in some joy, some peace, whatever you need. And just imagine that in this golden sun, you can put some sprinkles of gold, of joy, peace. A little compassion. Compassion's a really wonderful fourth chakra energy vibration. Whatever you want in that golden sun, let it burn bright and beautiful. Make it as big as you want. And then now you can bring it on in. You can bring it in a few different ways. You can just pop a little pinhole down there or a big, big hole in the bottom of that golden sun and let all that gold just come on in to the top of your head, all the way right down through the core of you, even some down your grounding. You can let it come into Your whole body, all your trillions of cells get to light up at gold. If you want to, you're aware of your energy field around you, your aura, you can bring some gold in all around your body. So again, this is another way of just loving up your body, bringing the energy that you want. Yeah, so we're going to play with golden suns today in this meditation some more. Really fill in. And then take a moment to notice your breathing, because we're going to start to envision some other things. So one of the things we're going to envision is something that brings you joy. I want you to just imagine, Ken, you're in the center of your head. What in your lives are you grateful for? What brings you joy? Or what brings you peace? And just taking this moment to imagine in your mind's eye, what brings you joy? What brings you peace? What brings you one or the other? What would you like? Some more joy, some more peace, a little of both. So maybe just as you become aware of what brings you joy and peace, try to see if you can see it. Maybe you see colors or images or times that brought you joy or peace. Maybe it's a love for an animal or a person. So the theme is joy, peace, love. You're going to work with those three. What brings you joy? What brings you peace? What brings you love? One or the, you can pick one, you can do all three. And so as you're taking a look at that, you're letting that image unfold in front of you. I want you to just be aware of engaging your fourth chakra. That's right there in the center of your chest. Fourth chakra is an amazing resonator. It resonates frequencies and vibrations out into your body, out into your auric field, out even beyond your auric field. We won't get into the real mechanics of it or how you see it. Maybe you're just aware right now of how, as you imagine something that brings you joy or peace or a love, that opens you that fourth chakra's frequency and vibration. You're staying in the center of your head. We're using our sixth right there in the center of our head, our mind's eye, to invite our fourth chakra to resonate at that joy or peace or love. And just right now, let those images invite you to bring in those frequencies and vibrations. It's a resonance. It's a beautiful resonance. Yeah. Taking some deep breaths. Noticing the energy maybe starting to shift in your body. Maybe you're starting to resonate at this joy or peace or love, whatever you're looking at. Breathing it in, letting your body resonate at it. Maybe your body's starting to get a little bit of again, resonance, vibration. So now that you're bringing this, the frequencies of these three wonderful love, joy, and peace, we're going to just see again, see if we can send that out to a person. How do we do this? So right now, what I want you to do is I want you to see a person that you would like to send some of these frequencies to. And just see that person in your mind's eye. If you want, you can see them like in a rose, like imagining maybe their color. Maybe you see them as a color or a vibration. Maybe you see them as a flower. Maybe you just see their face glowing. Now, this is you're seeing them outside. You're just in your mind's eye is projecting out an image of them. And what I want you to do, as you say hello to them, as you see them in your mind's eye, I want you to just let yourself resonate at that joy or that peace or that love. That's starting to take up resonance and has been taking up resonance since you started in your chest. You're staying in the center of your head. You every once in a while taking some deep breaths and seeing that person as you are resonating at that joy or peace or love. Breathing, grounding. Maybe even putting a little smile on your face. Sometimes when our bodies, we let our bodies respond to some energies that we're inviting into our space. Your energies, they're not their energy. You're just inviting your energy, your joy, your peace, your love. As you, in your mind's eye, seeing that person. That's it. That's all you have to do. That is like, as I was saying earlier, your fourth chakra is a resonator. I don't know if that's a word, but it resonates and sends a resonant frequency out through the ethers as you hold this person in your mind's eye. Nice. Staying with that for another 30 seconds or so. Letting your fourth chakra resonate at those frequencies. Love, joy, peace. Let's see how many times I can say it in this meditation. There you go. Noticing the energy that you are generating just by being in the center of your head. Envisioning. Nice. All right. So now what you can do is just let them go. Bye. Thanks. I just resonated some love, joy, and peace to you. And let's create a beautiful, bright, golden sun again and bring in some gold, your frequency, your vibration. Again, take some deep breaths. Let that golden sun just fill you up with your joy, love, and peace. Give that to your body. They're beautiful frequencies. They're frequencies of this joy, love, and peace of just, it's a little expanding. It opens you. You know, these frequencies and vibrations that we get in touch with, they open up our creative channels. They open up for the possibilities of creating whatever it is you want to create. So let's pick something that you would like to pick in terms of your work or your play or a space that you would like to resonate, send some of this energy and frequency too. So you're all filled up with gold, you're grounded. Just check that, wiggle that grounding cord on. Be right there in the center of your head, in your mind's eye. Yeah. So we want to amplify this vibration. So again, you can bring up a memory or a time or a place where you felt this level of joy, love, or peace, whatever you want to bring in, all three again, just one or two. And as you see that in your mind's eye, let yourself start to resonate from the center of your chest, that fourth chakra. You're staying in your mind's eye, imagining this place. Now you can put a rose out there for whatever you want, your workspace, your play space, your home space. What would you What space would you like to bring some of this, of your joy, peace, and love to? And then, as you see that space in your mind's eye, now you're letting go of what helped you to bring that resonance of those three. And now, what you're going to do in your mind's eye is you're going to see that place and you're going to allow that fourth chakra to just start to resonate at that frequency and vibration. And it's that simple. You don't have to do anything else, but just imagine, see where you would like to direct that from. And let the great resonator in your chest, as it matches peace, love, and joy, send it to that space. There you go. Maybe again, smile. Just know as you're holding that place that you're sending joy, peace, and love to, as you're holding that in your mind's eye, and you're resonating at those frequencies in your fourth, wow, that's how powerful you are. Really beautiful. You might even see as you send those frequencies to what you're holding in your mind's eye, your work, your play, your home, your garden. Well, I guess your garden might be under snow. Whatever you're holding in your mind's eye, whatever you're resonating at in your chest and your fourth chakra, that's getting a healing. You might see the healing that's happening. You might see a little dance happen or the color shift or something brighten. And again, you might get a smile that wants to come on. Yes. Okay. Beautiful. So you can let that go and know that you just sent that space of yours some really beautiful energy and create a beautiful, bright golden sun again above your head. And let that golden sun just shine bright. Again, you can sprinkle some of those pieces, some love that you have for your body. Send it as another Valentine's. I say spend, send. Put lots of Valentines into your golden suns and bring them into your body. Let your trillions of cells in your body just sparkle and be bright with your appreciation, with your love, with your joy, with your peace. Yes. Okay. Really filling in, letting your auric field around you just be surrounded by some of that sparkly gold. This is how powerful of creators you are from this center of head, mind's eye space. Okay, let's do one more. The world. Huh? This is great. I remember being at a meditation with a group, my Sangha group, and that we go around the room and what's something that you're wishing for? And I said, world peace. And we all just sent out into the world our peace, what we want. What's that saying? There's a great saying. It says, be the change you want to see in the world. It starts with you. So, Let's do this. So let's again put, let's see, have an image come up again that brings peace, that has really brought a sense of peace to you. Maybe it's sitting by a stream or floating in the ocean or a walk in the woods. Maybe it's something in the natural world, something, maybe it's a pet purring in your lap. Something that really has brought peace to your body. Just allow that image to start that resonance of that peace in your body, in your fourth, right? In your fourth, right there in your chest. And then as you have that peace, that resonance of peace anchored into that great resonator in the chest, your heart chakra, now you can change the image. And I like to put an image, and you decide which one you like. I'm just going to make a suggestion, but see what shows up for you of the world in its blues and greens, or just a round sphere of an aura. You see the aura around the world, however you see the world and all of humanity and its natural creatures and plants and animals and sea creatures and everything. Its atmosphere, its air. And just see that while your fourth chakra is resonating at that peace, now sometimes when we're resonating at peace or love, another beautiful resonant comes up, and that's compassion. And we're not going to try to figure out what that is or not, but just allow, as you in that, as you're resonating at peace, to allow a little bit of just compassion, wishing well. I wish you well. I wish you light. I wish you well. And just your mind's eye, you're sending your peace to the world. You might even see your peace, the resonance of your peace, your compassion. What color and vibration is that surrounding the world? You're staying in the center of your head because by you staying in the center of your head, imagining this and bringing that resonance into your fourth, you're sending it out to the world. See it. What does it look like? What color is it? If you don't see anything, that's okay too. No. That your intention and your attention is powerful. Take some really nice, long, deep breaths. Beautiful. This is something you can do many times, as often as you like. Maybe every morning, sending the world your peace, your compassion, your light, your well wishes. So letting the world go, knowing that you just gave it a beautiful resonance from your beautiful, powerful heart chakra, and using your sixth by envisioning. Let's bring some of this love, peace, joy, compassion, if that's what's calling, to yourself, the most important relationship of all. Yourself. Your beautiful, amazing self. You, your body, spirit, body, and soul. So, creating another beautiful, bright, golden sun above your head. And sprinkling in this golden sun the resonance of your peace, of your joy, of your love. Watch the sprinkles go into that golden sun, and you're giving yourself, spirit, soul, giving your body appreciation, love, joy, compassion, all of that. And just now letting that golden sun come on in, and your body, letting your body receive, open that body for your body to receive this from spirit, from the God of your heart. See it in your mind's eye again by being right there in the center of your head, using your clairvoyance, using your sixth chakra. This is really powerful creative force. You are using your crowns when you're having a strong intention, right? Your intention is to bring this golden sun into your body, into your cells, down, some down your grounding cord, so your root chakra can stay connected to the earth. Surround your body with this beautiful energy, vibration, and frequency that you have generated. Really filling in. You can bring in, maybe for the rest of the week and through Valentine's Day, you can bring Valentine's of all those energies into your golden sun. Bring it in and realize how powerful each and every one of us all is when we put our intention and our attention. And then we allow our four chakras to resonate at those frequencies and vibrations of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Really filling in. Maybe giving yourself a hug and a squeeze. Oh, I always like to do this. So take your right hand and pat your left shoulder front, and take your left hand and pat your right shoulder. And just do a little tapping there on your shoulders. Maybe a little squeeze, a hug. All right, we can bend down and come out of trance, and feel free to use this exercise many, many times. It's again, it's a very powerful exercise for shifting the energy in the way that you would like it to be. All right. Thank you so much. Blessings on everyone. And I really appreciate you coming and playing, enjoying. Yay. And have a beautiful Valentine's Day with yourself, your loved ones, whatever shows up in your life. All right. Love all the hearts. All right. Thanks, everyone.